Welcome back to Call Me Negotiator, and this is Charlotte. And today we have our guest, Liz.
Hello.
Yeah, we're very excited because I think this is our first sort of like official conversation, but we've already talked a lot before, right?
We have, yeah. And I'm very excited to talk with you. I always have nice conversations with you in the studio.
Yes. So let's just get right to the point, like to help our audiences and to just understand what you are doing and what do you feel that you're most interested in, and then we can get started from there.
Well, I'm a student in university right now. I'm doing my undergraduate in political science and a minor in publishing. In political science, I learn about how government works and what government does, history of different governments internationally, as well as a lot of economics.
Right.
So why do governments make the decisions that they make with the money that's flowing inside the country, the money that's flowing globally, and also a lot of the time the ideology of the people. What do the people want, and how does the government respond to what the people want?
Yeah, that's awesome, because we do wanted to talk about especially understanding how Canada, or at least BC, British Vancouver, British Columbia, sorry, and how do we allocate the resources and how government make the policies. As I mean, I don't know a lot about the politics, especially in China, but as our live streaming audiences are really mostly Chinese, and they are highly curious about what's the differences and how a person who's from Canada, from North America, see the difference between let's say China and Canada before, let's say, 20 years ago and now and stuff like that. So I guess we can start from there. And also, you mentioned about that you're a student, which means the knowledge and the information you are getting are kind of the most updated one, right?
It depends, because a lot of our research is historical, and we do talk about current events, but we also very much just talk about theory. Mm. So to then, when our assignments are talking about current events or assessment of history, we have primarily learned theory as to why governments would do this. So then when we perform analysis, we're thinking about, well, you know, because of this happened, it might have been because of these reasons why. So I don't know if I would really say that we're being actively taught modern, mm-hmm. modern current events as much as we are being told how to critically think about
right.
things that are happening.
Right.
Yeah. As a Canadian, and as a university student, I have a lot to say about Canada and how it runs. I am not an expert on Chinese or Asian politics, so I don't want to go into too many details about something that I don't that I'm not super well educated and spoken on. But if we have a conversation about back and forth of our perceptions,
yeah.
It would be a good comparison.
Okay, yeah. Then maybe we will play a short piece of music, and after we come back, well, I think we wanted to start it with, let's say how Canada runs their policies and what it's surrounded. I really wanted to know that. Okay, stay tuned, and I will talk to you in, let's say, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, welcome back. So yeah, like let's just say how Canada use their policies to do the things to develop the country. I'm not so sure if this is even too big question, but like you can just start with whatever you know.
Yeah, I mean, Canada is a liberal democracy that bases their government on the elected officials, and there's a ton of different political parties in Canada. Mm-hmm. People in Canada will vote for parties that they think are the most aligned to their ideologies. So we have the Conservative Party, which is slightly right of center, which means they put a lot more tax breaks on companies and more and lower taxes and more money for businesses to keep. And they are generally also pretty like socially conservative, so they're not really like progressive in getting new civil liberties. Then we have the Liberal Party. I'm talking about federal politics right now.
Okay.
We have the Liberal Party, which is slightly left, which is more civil liberties and also higher taxes. But then you have more social programs. And then we have the New Democratic Party, which is far, far more left and very strongly advocates for social policies and social support, environmental preservation. Environment is huge to Canadians as well. If you look at Canada,
as it should be,
as you can. I would imagine when you look at like photos of Canada, there's forests and the Arctic and like the mountains and so on, right? So environmental preservation is huge for Canadians, so that's a really big selling point for the NDP, as well as healthcare.
Right.
The NDP is very, very pro like free healthcare for everybody. And then you have smaller parties that support little seats in between there. And so when Canada is making its policies, it's a cooperation / fight between those parties that are trying to build whatever the most Canadians vote for.
That's very interesting. So I feel like to a lot of people who, especially for a lot of Chinese people, even like myself, we don't really have this kind of dynamic for politicians to kind of like have the speech and encourage people to vote for them with those ideas that they're trying to support, right? So it would be really hard to remember who is whom and who support what. So if there's like a simple one concept to see, hey, which one is what? For example, the environment is really strong for that. I've already forgot. So, like, could you make that for us to really easy remember who is whom? And
sure. So there is the Conservative Party. They are generally in English. When someone says someone is conservative, it means they are not really giving more.
Oh.
Right. If someone is conservative, like as a person, like not even talking about politically, conservative means that you are within yourself, like you are not giving to other people, or you are not very like when I have a turtleneck and like long sleeves,
right.
like, you know, my hair is like back, then I am dressing more conservative because I'm not giving more. So then the political ideology of being conservative is that you are not giving social support, you are giving less taxes, more support for small business and large businesses.
Though what do they support? They must support themselves only?
It's a lot more about independence. In a liberal democracy, the concept of freedom and individuality is sort of nuanced in whatever way you want to interpret it.
Right.
So the conservatives, which is right of center, would believe that to be free and to be, you know, your best citizen in a country is to not be controlled.
To not be controlled by
not be so controlled by high taxes, not be so controlled by you know, you have to give other people you know, social support, or you have to give it's, you can be independent, you can have your own business, you can own your own home, and you can just be like alone. You are a citizen, first and foremost, of like a country that gives you the freedom to just be a citizen and be yourself. Which is one interpretation of freedom.
Yeah, exactly. But then before you jump into another party, I do wanted to point out this potential conflict that calls in my mind is that the conservative sounds like the opposite of freedom. And so like that, but that's like, you know, the conversation or the logic that you just presented sounds like really makes sense. So how can I just feel like, oh, these conservatives actually represent freedom? That's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's some conservatives would argue that when liberals or the left start saying we need more, their version of their interpretation of freedom is like freedom to be to not be discriminated against for their skin color or for their sex or for their age or you know, freedom of homosexuality and so on and so forth. And conservatives would say that their freedom is that they don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Everyone can just go and do their own thing.
Right.
And you don't have to bother me with that. We don't have to change the government. We don't have to change, you know, the financial policy and so on. If you are gay, just keep it to yourself and you're fine. And just let me have my business, have my house. I am free in the way. Just leave me alone.
Okay. Yeah. So that's conservative.
Yeah.
And let's talk about liberal then.
Mm-hmm. So in Canada, the two biggest parties in federal government are conservative and liberal.
Right.
So it means conservative is slightly right of center, which means just keep it, right? Mm. Just I'm a citizen and that's it.
Right.
The liberals, which are left of center, say that freedom is not about being a equal citizen of like we all can own a house, we all can, you know, have a business. It is less about being a citizen and more about being an individual person. And so it's individual freedoms of like, I myself as a human being am a woman, right?
Okay.
Or I am in low income, or I am you know, seeking higher education, but I don't have money for higher education or whatever. And I deserve the same freedom as everyone else to be able to pursue a good life, have a house and have a business. But for me to have that freedom, I need help.
Which means they're seeking for equality.
Exactly.
Okay. So the liberals are the ones who mainly seeking or asking for equality, and the conservative kind of supports the idea of being free and independent. Do I understand it right?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, I mean, they're both wanting freedom.
Yes,
in their own definitions, right?
Okay.
And then you get into the question of like, you, Charlotte, what do you think is freedom? Right? Mm. Is it freedom of not being told what to do as long as you are a citizen of the country?
Right.
That's it, and you have what you need, and like, stop trying to get me to support other people. Or do you think that freedom is having the resources you need to become who you want to become, and having the support, but that also means you have to support other people as well. So you know, it's they just have their different perceptions of what freedom is.
So the liberal are asking for equality and the support from the society, and at the same time they do need give the same thing. And do they?
Yeah, it's like higher taxes. So higher taxes is probably the biggest, taxes in general is probably the biggest difference between the left and the right. So the liberal government definitely increases taxes, sometimes increases inflation. Mm-hmm. So by trying to give people more money into their tax cuts to families, right? Or giving money for when cost of living is really high in Canada, sometimes like over COVID, for example, when the cost of living got really high, people received money from the government to help them pay rent.
And then the conservative do wanted to pay less tax and something like that. And or probably they, I assume they would say, I'd rather just choose which school that I go to versus I put a lot of money to support public school.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Another really big difference when we talk about inflation and we talk about economic policy is that conservative economic policy is typically anti-spending. So when Canada enters a recession or is having economic troubles, there is a big increase in people wanting to vote conservative because people believe when we stop spending government money on giving money for rent or less money is going into education and healthcare, it means the government spending goes down and then inflation would stabilize. So a lot of people that are already open to the other aspects of conservative ideology, if they're already okay with conservative ideology, they are much, much more likely to vote for conservative if there is bad economic times because they think that it will save the government money and then stop inflation.
Oh, interesting. But I thought that in the difficult time, if everybody get united and support the whole society, that could be also a way where I would assume the liberal would host.
That is what the liberals would say. And that's also, like, I would agree with that personally.
I think the Chinese, at least the government, would think that way, is that, oh, this is a difficult time, so we would encourage everybody to get united.
Yeah.
And then, because when you get united, it's not just 1 + 1 = 2. It's probably more than that. But I mean, I'm not so sure. I'm just trying to explain how it works in our concept.
Please.
Yes. Right. So for us, I think obviously we are not definitely the biggest support or supporter for individualism. We think that is really important to have your personal choice if you can to choose. Let's say nowadays we can choose, let's say me, I can choose to be here and get a higher education here in Canada or even in US. However, I also have a lot of choices to not to, to like share my opinion, but it would definitely have a huge backlash if I think the world is just about me, and when the whole nation or the whole group organization and having problems, then I'll just say, hey, I'm going to step aside, and because everybody should be able to protect themselves. So I think that is also right, but somehow the power and the responsibility got more sporadic. And I'm just saying that this is the concept a lot of people, or at least how we got educated. Mm-hmm. And that sounds like one thing that I kind of found from the liberal part. But definitely there's a lot more, right? Like you mentioned about environment. How's that about? Like,
yeah, I mean, environment is for some reason seen as one of those very left concepts.
Very left. Okay.
When we talk about like liberal and conservative, some of their biggest things besides money are the individual freedoms. Mm-hmm. But then the further you go from the center is suddenly we start talking about things like national identity, and we start talking about the environment, and we start talking about things that are beyond the individual person. And for some reason, environmental protection is seen as very left. And it is one of the biggest platforms, or one of the biggest things for our very left party, the New Democratic Party, or the NDP. We also have what's called the Green Party. I think the Green Party historically only ever holds like 2 or 3 seats in Parliament, and Parliament has more than 350 seats.
Oh, okay.
So they're pretty small, but they do exist, right. And they do have seats, and they actually, all of their seats are usually here in BC.
Oh.
In BC we have beautiful forests and beautiful water and lots of animals that live in these untouched nature areas. And so then the Green Party that says, you know, this is really important to us to protect these animals and the water and the forests, and don't cut down the forests and so on. The people here have a lot of feeling about that. And for them, a lot of the time these parties because it's the one party that represents environmental issues. That's their primary platform. So the people that vote for them are the ones that believe for them the most important thing is environmental protection. Mm. Whereas, like, the Green Party has... Or, like, they have things that they would say about healthcare, and they have, obviously, platforms about... actually, they have a lot to say about healthcare, but they have other things to say about, like, what else to do with immigration and things to do with education and, whatever. But their biggest issue is the preservation of the environment, right. Which can then be difficult when you compare it to, like, the conservatives and the liberals that generally, because they exist around the center, they have a very cohesive platform of talking a medium amount about everything, whereas the Green Party starts talking like their biggest thing is the environment, and the people that vote for them are saying that that's their biggest issue.
Right.
So then when you have people that worry more about healthcare or worry more about immigration or worry more about their small business that is falling apart because taxation is too high, even though they might believe in the environment, they would vote for maybe the conservatives or something because their small business is suffering and they want lower taxes. But the conservatives don't really care for the environment, but then they have to choose one. And for them, what's more important is their small business. So they vote for conservative.
Right. That's very interesting. But before we go further, I do wanted to get this confusion out of my belly is that there's like a green and left and right. And who is whom? Like, is a green belong to part of the left or right, or are they individual? What is the opposite of the green? Are they red or blue?
Right. So if you look at the line that is like the left to the right, which, by the way, politics should not be reduced only to left and right down the line. It's like much more.
Divided by geographical concept, or
no.
What is the center? What is red, left and right?
Absolutely, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
So, it's a very reductionist view of politics, is to say it's like a straight line from left to right. Very, like, politics in like. Really fully engaged, like, academic or political discussion is so much more than one straight line.
Yeah.
For basic discussion and like just education of how political structures work, it's a really easy way to communicate where a party stands on social liberty versus business and country liberty.
Right.
So the center is basically you are moderate on everything.
Mm.
So when you say, like, when someone speaks of the moderates, if you might hear in Western media talking about the moderates believe that they support one politician because they're not going to change something, or they believe that the right response to this aggressive situation somewhere else in the world is to do XYZ because it's the moderate choice. Being center or being moderate means that your spending is not very high, but that you protect national interest, right? You are not investing in big social programs, but, you know, whatever already exists, you support it. So you're not starting, you know, educational reform.
Right.
But in Canada, we already have free healthcare, so you're supporting free healthcare.
Right.
Or
they just don't have as strong opinions towards to one side or another.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So that's centrist.
What about the green? Is that the green is another type of calling of one of the groups, or is that something kind of separate from those groups?
Yeah, so we have five very prominent parties in Canada. The two biggest ones are the Conservative and Liberals.
Okay.
So they're on both sides of the center.
Okay.
Liberals are left of center, Conservatives are right of center. The other parties that we have, which are not as big, but are... Or there's another party which is like medium sized, and that's the NDP. That's the New Democratic,
New Democratic Party.
And they are much more left, but they are still acceptable ish for being prominent in federal government. There are provinces, which are the smaller sections of Canada,
right.
That in provincial or regional elections, they elect NDP.
Mm.
So, for example, British Columbia loves the NDP. Our government has been NDP for a while, whereas okay. Alberta, our neighbors, they are very much into oil and resource extraction and business mm. support, and they don't feel very much for the liberal left individual values.
Mm.
They are much more for business, freedom, and, you know, just supporting the growth of GDP as opposed to individual freedoms, not spending so much government money.
Okay.
So they vote conservatives. So